Families USA, the Washington-based healthcare consumer advocacy group, says more than 353,000 Louisianans will be eligible for financial help to purchase insurance through the new health insurance marketplace under the Affordable Care Act. What's more, says Executive Director Ron Pollack, nearly 2 million Louisianans with pre-existing conditions won't be denied coverage or charged higher premiums due to their health ailments.
Things like asthma or diabetes or high blood pressure or worse could be a history of cancer. And those people will receive new protections.
Families USA has found that the state is already feeling the impact of the Affordable Care Act. Pollack says about 81,000 residents received rebates of nearly $2.4 million from insurance companies last year that failed to dedicate enough of their premium dollars toward health care delivery. Governor Bobby Jindal, meanwhile, has been a strong critic of the Affordable Care Act and a backer of limited government. Pollack says for him to let the federal government set up the exchange in Louisiana doesn't follow his politics.
There's a high irony here. The governor, who seems to be very much focused on being an outspoken opponent of Obamacare, but his opposition has led to a result that typically he doesn't like.
On Monday, we hear from Louisiana and East Texas agencies that have received millions of dollars in grants to create navigator programs that assist people one-on-one with signing up for private insurance and understanding their tax credit. The so-called navigators will start assisting people with their options beginning October 1st when the exchange goes live and coverage starts January 1st.